Report, Democrats violate rules to dare GOP to vote against insulin cap. By Joel B. Polak on August 7, 2022. Democrats have inserted a provision in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that would cap the price of insulin for consumers at $35 per month. Though doing so would violate the rules of the reconciliation process to pass the overall bill. The goal is to punish Republicans for voting against the overall bill. Though a separate bill on insulin prices was already making its way through the Senate. Notably, in his first week in office, President Joe Biden canceled President Donald Trump's executive order capping the prices for insulin and epinephrine. He then spent months attacking Congress for not lowering prescription drug prices. Ironically, drug prices have fallen anyway, even in the midst of overall high inflation. The Inflation Reduction Act would not actually reduce inflation, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, called the bill a fraud. Even Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, admitted inflation was not affected. However, Democrats claim, and the CBO agrees, that the bill will reduce deficits slightly, including by raising some taxes. CNN's Manu Raju, quoting Senator John Thune, RSD, said that Republicans plan to raise a point of order to object to the insulin provision in the bill, noting that the Senate parliamentarian has already said that it violates the rules of the Senate. Normally, bills require a 60-vote threshold to end debate and proceed to a vote in the Senate, but reconciliation bills use a special process, only available twice a year, that allows a simple majority vote, as long as bills follow the specified rules. Those rules include allowing amendments by the opposition. Republicans are offering a series of amendments that will embarrass Democrats who vote no, which they must do to preserve the political unity necessary to pass the overall bill. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.